touchy.
Pouchy?
No, touchy.
Touchy. Oh, yes, yes. Don't mention that. That's a touchy subject with him.
Mm-hmm. And say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so...
mad.
And
which is not the right word. Angry or annoyed or what have you.
And someone's about to lose their temper. You might tell them, now just...
might tell them what?
If someone's about to lose their temper, you tell them, now just...
tell them what?
What would you tell them?
Now, don't get mad about that.
Or just
calm yourself.
Mm-hmm. And if you had been working very hard, you'd say you were very...
tired.
Any other words people would use?
Worn out.
Okay. And say if a person had been well, and all of a sudden you hear they've got a disease, you'd say, well, yesterday they were fine. When was it that they... what, sick?
You should say fell ill, but we say got sick.
Okay. And someone went outside in bad weather and came in and was sneezing. You'd say that he...
catching cold.
Or if that had happened, you'd say yesterday he...
caught cold.
And if it affected his voice, you'd say he was...
hoarse.
And if you do that, you have a...
sore throat.
Or a...
cough.
And... say you had gotten someone some medicine. You go in there and you see the medicine still lying by their bed. You'd say, why haven't you...
taken this medicine?
And they might say, well, I already... what some?
The person might say, I don't like the taste of it. Oh, I forgot it.
Or you say, well, an hour ago I... what some?
What?
They might say, well, I did. An hour ago I... what some medicine?
You might say, I did take it, but it didn't do any good.
Okay. And if you can't hear anything at all, you say that you're...
stone deaf.
And say if a man had been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I...
perspired. Some might say sweated.
Okay. And a sore that comes to a head is called a...
a what?
A sore that comes to a head is called a...
a store that...
a sore.
So, oh, a boil or a carbuncle.
Okay. Are they the same thing?
No, a carbuncle is worse and, as I understand it, goes deeper below the surface.
Mm-hmm. And when a boil opens, the stuff that drains out...
is generally called pus or matter.
Okay. What about in a blister?
They have a... an almost clear fluid in them.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're punctured, that runs out.
What do people refer to that as?
I've never heard it mentioned as anything except water.
Okay. And you say, a bee stung me in my hand. Did what? It got bigger. You'd say my hand.
A bee stung me in my hand of what?
And my hand did what? Where it stung me, my hand.
Swelled up.
And you say, it's still pretty badly...
swollen.
And you say, if a bee stings you, then your hand will...
swell.
And if someone got shot or stabbed, you'd say you'd have to get a doctor to look at the...
place.
Or the...
wound.
And, you know, sometimes a wound won't heal back right. And it's got to be... it gets sort of a skinless growth on it. It's got to be cut out or burned out.
A growth on the skin?
Well, it doesn't heal back quite right.
Doesn't grow back quite right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I don't know. I never encountered that.
Did you ever hear some kind of flesh?
Proud flesh or mm-hmm. granulated flesh.
Mm-hmm. And if you cut your finger, you could put a few drops of...
if you cut your finger?
Uh-huh.